A gorgeous late summer afternoon in progress across interior New York and New England, with mostly sunny skies as high pressure is dominating the weather picture across the area from New York through New England. This high will keep it dry for the rest of the day and allow temperatures to climb into the lower 80s on average, with some middle 80s across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. We'll also have low and comfortable humidity throughout the day. That high will tend to drift off the eastern seaboard tonight. Skies will become partly cloudy, and it will be milder tonight, with temperatures back down towards 60. For the day tomorrow, we'll track a front through the Great Lakes and into our part of the country. We'll have sunshine mixed with clouds, with thickening clouds during the day. As the front makes a closer approach, we run the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm by late afternoon, especially closer to the Canadian border and out towards central New York. The rest of the region will see scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night as the front pushes through. Afternoon highs out ahead of the front tomorrow will be in the middle 80s. Showers and thunderstorms could linger overnight and even into the first few hours before sunrise Thursday morning. Then a mix of sun and clouds with an increasing breeze out of the northwest on Thursday afternoon. High temperatures will stay in the middle to upper 70s. A brisk and seasonably cool air mass will build in for late week and to start the weekend. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s, but with high pressure in control, we'll have lots of sunshine on Friday in the mid-70s and sunshine and pleasant temperatures in the mid-70s on Saturday. Gradually, during the second part of the holiday weekend, we'll start to warm things up during the day Sunday in the upper 70s, and we'll hold on to sunshine right on through Monday, with mostly sunny skies on Labor Day, highs in the lower 80s.
Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a tropical storm warning's in effect for the coast of North Carolina from Cape Lookout to Oregon Inlet, in association with Tropical Depression 8. The depression is currently located about 70 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and moving toward the north-northwest near 5 miles per hour. A turn toward the north is expected later today, and a turn toward the northeast is forecast tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of the depression will be near the Outer Banks of North Carolina this afternoon and this evening. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slow strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and the depression could become a tropical storm later today. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Tropical Depression 9, located about 340 miles west of Key West, Florida. Tropical Depression 9 is moving toward the west-northwest near 7 miles per hour, and a turn toward the northwest is expected later today. A turn toward the north-northwest is expected tonight, followed by a turn toward the northeast tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of the depression will continue to move slowly away from western Cuba and move into the eastern Gulf of Mexico over the next 48 hours. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and the depression is expected to become a tropical storm today. And Hurricane Gaston is 695 miles east of Bermuda and moving to the east-northeast at 8 miles per hour. Gaston is moving away from Bermuda and the U.S. mainland and will remain over the open Atlantic Ocean this week.
For those traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 58, the record high, 98, set in 1953, and the record low, 38, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:32 p.m., 13 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, low humidity today, with high temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with low humidity today, temperatures reaching into the lower and middle 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with temperatures back into the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam,
as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds, warm with low humidity today, and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, low humidity today, with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Plenty of sunshine mixed with some clouds today, low humidity with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing clouds, a late-day shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tomorrow night, a few leftover showers Thursday morning. Then a mix of sun and clouds and breezy during the day Thursday in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, a bit cool Friday in the mid-70s. Staying in the mid-70s with full sunshine on Saturday. More sun, milder on Sunday, upper 70s. And mostly sunny on Labor Day for Monday with highs back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.